This summer, a cleanup effort in Togiak National Wildlife Refuge removed more than a ton of junk from the area. For KDLG, Avery Lill has more.
Jennifer Johnston was the Student Conservation Association Directorate Fellow this summer, and she helped coordinate the effort to clean up the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. She describes the trash that they worked to remove.
The leftovers from old hunting camps or equipment that had broken down and was abandoned, snow machines or generators, things like that, you know, and other equipment, buckets and barrels and fuel containers, just things that served their purpose, and then people left them where they were when they broke down or when people no longer needed them.
She and the others involved in the project had to do a bit of reconnaissance. She spoke with refuge personnel and area residents to get a sense of where these sites were located. Then they had to find the sites by plane. Kara Hilwig is a pilot and biologist at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, and she explains the process of finding these sites.
So when we go and do one of these cleanup efforts, usually it's a pilot and a biologist or a intern. We go out there, fly over the site, and identify where all of the trash may be.
But it wasn't all chit-chat and an aerial observation. The cleanup itself was hard manual labor. The sites they cleaned this summer were all plane accessible, so they would land, process the debris, and load it up in airplanes.
With the metal stuff, we actually take an electric sawzall out there and cut the lids off of it and then jump on it, smash it down as flat as we can get it, you know, so that it's a consolidated, crushed up bunch of metal, and put a nice tarp down in the airplane so we don't get too much dirt and garbage in the airplane, and then load it up with all of this crushed debris and then take it to the landfill where it belongs instead of out in the wilderness.
To date, 5 sites have been cleaned up, but there's still a lot to do. More than 24 sites still need cleaning, and Hilwig says that she continues to spot new sites as she flies in the area. Some of them will only be accessible by raft.
Well, I think it's just going to be an ongoing project. It seems as though every time I go out and fly, I see something else and something else and something else.
The refuge is looking into grants and debris removal methods that will allow them to continue the cleanup effort in 2017. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.